British are coming! The British are coming!
Wednesday marks the 237th anniversary of Paul Revere's ride. Now, long before poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow made him famous for that midnight ride, Paul Revere was better known in Boston as a silversmith and an engraver. And this week, in Providence, Rhode Island, Brown University announced they'd found one of his engravings. An archivist was cataloging an old collection of books donated to the university library more than 200 years ago. She opened one of them and out popped an old piece of paper. So she took it to Brown's rare books cataloger, Richard Noble.
And it was an engraving, not a terribly large one. And I looked down at the corner, and there was a signature P. Revere sculp. And I thought, you know, it's just crude enough to be his work.
The print was tucked inside an old medical book that had been donated by physician Solomon Drown, a member of Brown University's class of 1773.
And I looked at it further, and it seemed very genuinely to be an 18th century engraving. The paper was right, the printing method was right, everything was there.
So Noble did what researchers around the world do.
I Googled it, yes.
And he found a picture and a description of that very same print on the American Antiquarian Society website, proving, in fact, that this was a Paul Revere engraving. The print itself is rare, just one of five, but what makes it truly unique is what it depicts.
It's a depiction of the baptism of Christ.
In the print, Revere depicted Jesus in the Jordan River, along with John the Baptist, fully submerged in the water. It's unusual because that scene is normally drawn showing John the Baptist pouring water over Christ's head. And Noble says the submersion of Christ is more in tune with the Baptist telling of the baptism.
The text that's chosen for the caption, "Buried with him by baptism," is a very, very Baptist, with a capital B, text.
Paul Revere was a Unitarian, and although Richard Noble is not a religious scholar, he believes that Revere's print could hold a hidden significance, and his hope is
that somebody who knows something about that can come along and say, that's interesting, and I've never seen anything quite like it before from this period. And I think that might be the case.
That's Brown University's rare books cataloger, Richard Noble. He, alongside Brown's library staff, uncovered a new engraved print by Revolutionary War icon Paul Revere. You can see a photo of that rare Revere print at our website, npr.org.